Christmas.
Somebody made a comment about you yawning.
Oh, really?
It was you yawning while saying something like, oh, that's exciting.
Oh, I saw that one. You're like, yeah, that's really exciting.
Sorry, it does sound like something that would happen, but I have no memory of it.
D-Wing Illinois said it. Always exciting plus yawn is Ian's finest moment. Anyway. I'm ready to proceed.
Are you sure this time?
No, but...
Oh, okay. Ian, you ready?
Oh, hold on. Not anymore. I'm having an incident.
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 56th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the only one, also known as Craig, with me, as always, Chaos 72, Stinky Beat 15, or Stinky Beat, or Stinky Pete, or Stinky the Beats, or I don't know, whatever you people think
Stinky
I say.
Stinky Feet, yeah.
Stinky Feet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ray and Ian, how you doing?
Good.
Hello, Craig. How's it going?
Okay. It goes, I suppose. Lots of news this week. Holy smokes, lots of news. All the news that's fit to print, and some that isn't. Covering the week of 9/14 to 9/21, this week's events, sponsored, as always, by Paper Fedora's Vapor Pipe Emporium. Who needs that expensive vaporing when you can smoke your liquid with a pipe? Feel the need to be even more pretentious than the average vapor enthusiast? Come on down to Paper Fedora's Vapor Pipe Emporium. This week's feature flavor is grape.
It sounds... exceptionally gross, but I'm not at all surprised that it's grape.
I love grape.
I know.
Delicious.
Hence the lack of surprise.
All right. Your Deadpool Daily is going on. Wednesday today is a Green Torch, Thursday Black Colossus, Friday Black Cyclops, Saturday Black Hood, Sunday Green Doc Ock, Monday Green Thor, Tuesday Yellow Captain Marvel, and Wednesday is a Yellow Battery Man. For your 5-day 4-star crash! The first one that came up on the 9th was Venom. How'd that go?
Not good for me. Not good at all. I didn't want to dump ISO into him, so yeah, very poor.
My almost identical. Couldn't have gone much worse.
Oh. All right. I won that one, so yay me.
Decidedly?
Yeah, I think it only took a couple tries. It wasn't that bad. I cashed that token in, and that got me a Nova.
Oh, great. Just in time for today.
Yeah. Which I didn't get to use for today, which was Nova. This one was infuriating for me. I think I had to play it 7 times before I won, but eventually I did win it.
So I had him at level 70 at, I think, 132. So I had most of his pew-pew-pew power.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it and thought, all right, I'm saving all my ISO to do 4 stars. But I know if I level him, I can probably do this. So I looked at it and I could level him up to 131, and it only cost me 20,000 ISO. So I did that, and I jumped in, and Falcon didn't get a power off. Like, not one power. I just matched red and yellow and crushed him.
That is not the experience I had.
Yeah.
Well, it just came, it came up perfect that, you know, I could match all the red and yellow that were there. So he was just making blue matches, which, until he gets the shields out, do nothing. So it just went perfectly for me.
I had the experience of, you know, I was trying to get all the red, because dive bomb is an insta-kill.
Right.
And invariably, every time I made a red match, he would get a cascade of yellow. There were so many shields on the board. Like, every, like, couple turns, he was making shields, making sure. This happened, like, 5 games in a row.
Wow.
There's, like, shields everywhere. And I was like, and the only way I could win was to keep him airborne, which is funny that the way to beat Falcon is by making him fly.
Right.
But that's because I had four red. So that's my, and I only have 2 powers of Nova. I only have the red and the yellow. So I would throw him up in the air, try and make myself, you know, some more red matches. He'd hit the ground. I'd shoot him with my laser finger. I'd throw him back up in the air.
I'm not sure how that's a disadvantage for Falcon, but okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Congratulations.
But I had to bump him up to level 168 to make that happen.
Wow.
Because I just kept getting stomped. Ian, did you play? Did you participate?
Also see Venom.
Okay.
All right.
I have him at 1 red and 1 black. I tried one time. I just can't do enough damage you know, to take him down. Like, I can deny all day, but, you know, he's just going to blue match me to death eventually.
Sure, yeah.
Because, you know, my red throws him in the air, and I do a whopping, like, 93 points of damage to him, and I'm like, okay, throw some shields out there, and that's the end.
Yeah, yep. So I got that token to open up later on here. And then coming up next on the 19th is presumably Spider-Gwen. Mm. I will have a 0% chance of winning that one.
Really? What's your Spider-Gwen at?
I'm sure she's level 70. I have her at 2 levels of heal everyone who's not Spider-Gwen.
Mm.
That's all I got.
I got 4 levels of that.
She can bang the drum something fierce and nothing will happen.
Yeah. But I happen to also have 3 levels of Cherry Bomb.
Oh, see, Cherry Bomb will
do some damage.
So
yeah.
I'm gonna give it a try.
Yeah, I got no chance on that one. Ian, you got a Spider-Gwen?
I do. I think she is one of the legendary level 70 Pooh House characters. I believe I have one of each thing. If I'm doing really good, I have her at 2 Cherry Bombs, 1 Teenage Kick, and 1 Kick Out the Jams.
The last update to MPQ is 1-1-1. But okay. I don't know how up-to-date that is. So
pump up the jams. Pump them up.
A little more. Get the party going on the dance floor.
Hell yeah. Whoa. I've not heard that song in a long time.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Throwback. All right.
A little technotronic.
Yeah. All right. The next one's going to require talking. The gauntlet is going right now, and God, how I hate it. But if you complete all of the events and get max rewards, you will get a blue Black Panther, a yellow Lazy Thor, a green Punisher, and a yellow Venom if you manage to finish it out. I was telling Ray earlier, I went into a rage for the past day on event, I think it's 31, in Global Domination.
Break it down for me, fellas.
Yeah, 31. I've got, it was a level 317 Jean Grey, a level 317 Hulkbuster, and a level 317 Thor. Three-star Thor. Lazy Thor.
Right.
It was lots of stun, and I've killed you with a repulsor punch. And then some stunned, and then I'm going to kill you with a repulsor punch. Oh, and then let me fire off a couple of Call the Storms just in case.
Wait, who is stunning you?
Jean Grey, because invariably I would make a normal match.
Right.
Because I wasn't making any match fives, but the computer determined that I needed some.
Right.
Over and over again, I would cascade into a match five. And I'm like, oh, I can't do anything. They're just building matches, and punched. Okay. It was very infuriating. And man, her, a level 317 Jean Grey's full of surprises.
Yeah.
Is devastating. Holy smokes.
I am sure that that is the case.
So yeah, I just made it into the third, what are they called? The third, not event, but the Global Domination, whatever the...
Yeah, Global Domination.
I just made it in there. I haven't been playing it too much. That's why I'm but already I'm facing a 311 level characters across the board.
Yeah.
And my max, even when boosted, are like 280 something. So yeah, it looks like fun.
Yeah, so that one, I probably spent 20 health packs on that one before I just gave up and pulled in Deadpool and dropped whales on them. I'm like, I just can't take this anymore. Whales it is.
So who did you use to tank your purple to get the whales built up?
Boy, I think it was Ant-Man.
Okay. He doesn't have a great number of hit points, but like 13,000.
It was,
or at least mine
there.
Has 13,000. I don't know. On the end of the second one, I ran. It was the first time I really ran into trouble. It was against the Back in Black Spider-Man.
Yeah,
he was like level 308 with Blade and Luke Cage.
Yep.
That is devastating. I mean, I'm like, I pulled it up. I'm like, I don't even know who I'm going to target first. Turns out the answer is to target Spider-Man because. Oh,
yeah,
he throws a car that stuns you for four. It stuns you for 4 turns, and he's invisible while anyone on your team is stunned.
Yeah.
And don't use IM40 against him. Someone who stuns himself. So now one of my characters stunned, and the other guy is automatically invisible. Oh, yeah, not good.
Yeah.
I eventually made it through, but
Ian, have you been playing too much Gauntlet?
I have been playing 0 Gauntlet.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yep. Sorry. After. I told you, after the last event, when I accidentally read our Alliance chat, and everybody was like, play more event, come on, do it, play more stuff. And I was like, nope, I was very clear about what the requirements of this Alliance are. Now I'm going to play even less. And I got unnecessarily indignant, and So now I play Deadpool Daily and I don't even look at the other stuff. I just turn it off and I sneer hatefully at my alliance.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm getting over it though. Unrelated, Spider-Gwen is in fact at 1-2-1.
Oh, there you go.
As I imagined she was. Nice. Which can only mean that I've lost the support of our dear friend Sigma Blade.
Oh, because he didn't.
I'm not sure which one I'm looking at, to be honest. So
okay. Then Ray could be misleading me.
If so, sorry, Sigma Blade. Racing.
But yeah, and yeah, absolutely. Sigma Blade, you're still the best. No, the gauntlet, I despite my little tirade there, I have not been playing it. And having the way you have just sold it, I'm absolutely not going to give it a try now.
Yeah, global domination is hard.
It's rough.
All right, so the next event is going to require all the words to describe what's going on here. Yeah. So Deadpool Versus will be the first event where shield clearance levels are making their appearance. And holy smokes, it would make this segment of the show an hour long each week if I try to tell you all the different rewards you could possibly get from all your things. We'll try and hit some highlights. I suppose I should just give the brief splurge on clearance levels. I suppose that probably makes more sense. So that'll be starting on September 15th will be clearance levels, like I said, with Deadpool Versus. And then it will show up in Divine Champions on the 18th, which will be the first Versus event that experiences clearance levels. So when you select an event, you have to select a clearance level now. Which level you can join depends on your shield rank. Clearance level 1 has no requirements. Level 2 is rank 7. 3 is 10. 4 is 15. 5 is 20. 6 is 27. Rank 7, which appears to be the top right now, is 32. And clearance levels 8, 9, and 10 are coming soon to a theater near you. Differences between levels. Has different rewards that are directly beneficial to the shield rank you are. Higher clearance levels provide characters of a higher star rating, more ISO, hero points, and command points. So clearance level 1 and 2 gets you 1 stars, clearance levels 3 through 5 are 2 stars, 5 through 7 are 3 stars, and clearance level 7 you can get a 4 star as a progression reward. So that's pretty sweet. You can see all the rewards when you go into the Deadpool Versus and you click on Preview Rewards. If you then ignore the clearance level selection at the bottom for a minute and click the Event Rewards Trophy, you can cycle through every level so you can see what you want before you make a choice. So that's kind of nice.
It is, because even the 4-star reward, it tells you what color it is, who it is. Like, it makes it very clear as to whether or not you want this person. It's kind of nice. It's a lot to look at, though.
Yeah, so here's what's interesting. It says clearance levels currently do not change the characters that you play with or against or the mission difficulty. So if the mission difficulty doesn't get harder, I'm not sure why you wouldn't always pick the highest thing you can pick.
Well, if you go for level 7 every time, you're going to be competing against people, you know.
Yeah, but I can never win events anyway, so I'm just playing for the progressions. Right. So I want the best progressions I can get.
If you don't care about the progression rewards, not the progression rewards, the placement rewards.
Right.
If you don't care about those, then yeah, go for level 7 every time.
And then here's the weird quirk. Alliance rewards. So each member of the Alliance receives the reward from the clearance level that they chose. For example, a player who selected shield level 6, whose Alliance placed in the top 10, will receive all clearance level 6 rewards for top 10. If a member of the same Alliance chose clearance level 5, that player receives the rewards for level 5. So you and your Alliance mates may be getting different prizes.
Does this mean we need to coordinate?
Nope.
Okay.
No, I think it's just pick whatever you want for yourself and you'll get whatever rewards are due you.
Okay.
So that is the Quicken Blurb. Quicken Blurb? Did I just make that up?
Didn't even sound like English, so yeah. Yes.
No, it was absolute jibba jabba, but I really liked it.
Yeah. Save that. Hopefully Ray can put this link with the show notes. Up on the D3 forums, Hi-Fi has posted a crazy set of charts. And if you want to read through all of them, you can make your head hurt. But it has comparisons of your placement rank and what clearance levels get what things and what alliance things get one things. And the only one that's weird that Ray noticed is that for shield clearance level 4, there are no alliance rewards. I'm assuming that will be fixed at some point, but right now everything is just a dash. So
don't pick 4.
So don't pick 4. I don't know.
I'm sure there will be rewards, but yeah, there's nothing there.
But all sorts of things in there, including a new thing we'll talk about later, which is there is a new token type. So we'll get to that in a minute. But going back to Deadpool, holy smokes, how to talk about this. Level 1, the final reward is 5 CP, the same for 2. 3 and 4, it's 10. Level 5, now you start getting 3-star things. You can get a Black Punisher and 15 CP at the end. Level 6 gets you 2 Black Punishers in CP. And level 7 gets you 2 Black Punishers and a Green Venom in progression rewards. And ends with the 15 CP. The 25 CP is still in there. It's just spread out now. So you're getting 15 for completing it, but there's a couple of groups of 5 earlier on. So that's kind of nice that if you can't get all the way to the end of an event, you still could get 5 or 10 CP out of it.
Right. So, as long as you're doing at least level 5 or above, you're still going to get the 25 CP.
Yeah.
At level 4, it drops down that the final prize is 10. There's an earlier one for 5 and an even earlier one for 2. So you're getting 17. But if you're doing level 5 or above, you're still going to be able to get this 25 CP.
Yeah. So I'm a big fan of that. That's nice. Because sometimes you just don't have time to finish an event. Happens to me all the time. All right. So that's kind of the quick. Like I said, we could spend all day just talking about this bit, I think, but we'll skip ahead. For your PvP events, the next, what's running now is Bow Down Before the God of Thunder and Rock and Roll. 800 will get you a yellow Thor. 1000 gets you a green Bubbles. 1300 for the CP. Top spot is Hulkbuster. And 2 through 100 is Ragnarok, which means that the last event of the season should be Krakadoom.
Krakadoom!
Krakadoom! The best named event.
That's one of my favorite, absolutely one of my favorite titles.
Krakadoom. All right, news, and more news. What do you want to hit next?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if I need to put Bubbles on the Craigisms list.
Bubbles. Right,
and this
I do.
So did that last segment count as we've covered everything you need to know about clearance levels, or everything we understand about clearance levels?
Without going into an hour's just talking about clearance levels, yes.
Yeah, that's what you get. Congratulations. All right,
consult all the charts on the forums.
Yep.
Take a look around, but yeah, there's a lot of info here of what you may get out of different events. But in more exciting news, I don't know if it's more exciting, but it's super exciting. Character rebalances is coming. Woohoo!
Yay.
So starting with at the end of the season, the lead designer over at MPQ, Dave Guskin, says that they've been looking at the health of competitive play in MPQ and are identifying ways to change some of the characters that are much weaker or stronger than others at the same rarity. This means you, Cho. Our goal is to provide a more diverse competitive experience, more variety, blah, 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 blah. So, clearly this means that Old Man Logan's getting nerfed some and Cho's getting bumped up, right?
I wouldn't know. I only have one level of Old Man Logan, but he seems popular, so it's very possible.
What did you say about Logan?
Well, it's,
nerf?
Yeah, I'm assuming it says that they're going to change some of the characters that are weaker or stronger than others in the same area. So if they're also saying or stronger, that implies that they are thinking about nerfing a few people.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I hadn't thought about the stronger portion of this. I'd only been thinking about the lower end.
Well, it says some ubiquitous strong characters dominate competitive play. This means Logan. We want to reduce the power of those characters just enough so that other characters of the same rarity can compete with them for a spot. We're also going to increase the power of underpowered characters, the ones sitting on the bench, fun and interesting, but not powerful enough to compete. So your Chos, your Star Lords, people that never use.
Mr. Fantastic.
Fantastic. Silver Surfer, you know.
Right.
So that's going to begin with the close of this Versus season. At the end of every Versus season, if they're going to change characters, that's when it will happen. And it says at the start of the next season, when they enact those changes, they will give players an opportunity to sell changed characters for increased value if you don't like the changes.
Interesting.
So if they nerf your Old Man Logan and you're so sad you want to sell him, like that's going to happen. You can sell him away for more than normal. But exciting news, because there's some characters that need some fixing.
Sure.
What else we got? New tokens. This is exciting.
Oh, tell me more.
As part of 109, starting with shield clearance levels, there will now be a new token that you can earn called Elite Tokens.
What?
Elite Tokens consist of 76% 2-stars, with 3-stars being a rare reward of 24%. Elite tokens replace standard tokens starting in shield clearance level 5 and up. So once you get to 5, you will no longer be getting 1-star tokens at all. The lowest thing you're going to get is the 2-star token.
Unless, I mean, you can still go with a lower clearance rank and get 1-star token. So if you're still looking for those 1-stars, you do have the choice.
Yeah, but for your more, so once you've gotten to, was it shield level, shield rank 20 or higher when you can play clearance level 5.
So you can, how... Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, then you can skip getting 1-star tokens ever again.
Right. This is the part where you're going to explain to me the difference between heroic tokens and elite tokens.
My understanding is that elite tokens, they replace your standard tokens, so you're only going to be able to get 2 stars and 3 stars with them. With a heroic, you can get a 4-star.
Sure.
It's a low percentage, but it happens, I don't know, it happens decently.
It happens. That's one of the 0% chance of that happening.
Right.
So wait, how will this affect my giant stockpile of standard tokens?
They will not change. They will still be standard tokens.
Phew!
They will still be piles of unused 100 ISO each. Because, man, you are the worst. And then, finally, you may have noticed this today, I think. Deadpool Daily Enchilada is being changed. Started on the 10th. I just really noticed it today, because, man, today's was easy. They've been seeing an uneven success rate in the waves of the enchilada. In general, seeing a high win rate in the first wave, but more defeats in the waves after that. So they're increasing the difficulty in the first wave, but lowering them in subsequent waves, hopefully creating a more balanced experience. Wasn't today's, like, round one had Kingpin, and round four was 3 thugs who had, like, 7 hit points each?
Yeah.
It very much felt like that.
Like, and I played round one, and I was like, oh, Kingpin, all right, well, beat down Kingpin. And I got the end, and I was like, oh, I guess I'll just blindly hit the screen, and I'll win. I don't know.
Yeah, it definitely will cause me to adjust the team that I've been using, because the Blade, Falcon, and Black Panther definitely, kind of relied on that first round or two to get out strike tiles, start activating the thirst, build up some momentum so that they could start, you know, slapping everybody down. But man, they're not so strong in that really first wave. So I better rethink this whole situation.
I actually used that exact team today, and yeah, that first round I was beat down. I was below half hit points by the time I got through the first round, and then
I was struggling.
I got to the fourth round. I'm like, oh, what's this going to be like? And it was the thugs come out. And I'm like, okay, Rage of the Panther.
Same thing. I was like, oh, I can't believe I saved my Rage of the Panther for this. What a waste.
And yeah, because you clicked the button. You went, oh, I win.
Yeah.
Click. Good times. So there's your news. Holy smokes, there's a lot going on. Please research your things. We could spend all days talking about clearance levels, I think, and more will be found out as this progresses and we see how this plays out.
Right. I'm excited, and it's a good event. This happens to be one of my favorite story events.
Deadpool versus?
Yes.
Yeah, it's fun.
I concur.
So Ray.
Yo.
What's in the mailbag?
Oh, there's a whole lot in the mailbag.
Tell me about some of them.
So first, there were several people mentioned the fact that we had a higher end player on Hell was a definitely someone who had a higher end roster. No negative comments. Everybody loved his comments. Everybody liked his the combinations he was using. So thanks for coming on. It was a good job. Everybody liked you.
And Hell, and Hell, and Hell. Woo!
Okay.
Sorry, I was really excited about all the fanfare that he received.
Cactus Jack wanted to respond to you, Ian. He said, thanks for the shout out. And he said, all those accolades almost made it worthwhile that he's paying a Singaporean mathematician $65 an hour to play MPQ for him while he's at work. Pretty sure he's making that up. But
I don't know. Either way, it sounds like money well spent.
Believe it or not, we got a comment in the email bag from the butt farter.
Okay.
He says, longtime fan, first time emailer. He says that our show helped him starting making better decisions on how to play. Well, actually, more informed bad decisions that he still makes. But he says that he realized that when we were talking about Mr. Fantastic, he realized that Bagman is also a Fantastic Four character, which of course he is, but I never thought about it. He says, so you could team him up with Mr. Fantastic and use snarky remark on Imaginaut. He says, I don't know why you would do this, but you could.
Sure. Imagine that.
That was a good first comment.
Seriously, the butt farter.
We got a bunch of comments about Speed Racer. Specifically, Ava Vavoom and Mark Cole wanted to point out Speed
Mark
Racer.
Mark gave a real detailed response.
Yeah, on Speed Racer's shirt, it's a G because his given name is Go. And Go is the Japanese word for the number 5, which is the number written on his race car. So the G represents Go. His name, his number, the whole spiel.
Got it. Yep, that's why it's a monogram. I it was very clear. I think that was the comment that I did take the time to read this week.
All right, then. There you go.
What was the Ava part?
She said basically the exact same thing. They gave the same information on different locations. So there you go.
Ah, all right. So it was actually, in the end, it was exactly what Craig told me, except theirs actually had details and facts to back it up.
I asked, translated from the Japanese, did I?
Yeah, you were like, I don't know, Japanese words. I was like, okay, thanks, that clears it up.
But more importantly, will Pops ever find out that Racer X is secretly his long-lost son, Rex? I don't know. and will anyone ever be able to drive the GRX without that crazy spray that makes you super thirsty?
Clearly not.
Yeah, I mean, it's just too powerful.
That answered itself in one episode.
Oh, my.
Rex's true identity being found out, I don't know.
We had a lot of comments about the new character. Astro Monkey 9 says, hooray, the character clues are back. I have purpose again. he says, fully charged, only one person it could be. Hot off the pages of Superior Foes of Spider-Man, it's Overdrive. And apparently this is a brand new character. I didn't know who Overdrive was. So he came out in 2007. So I looked him up, but unfamiliar. And then he also said, or it could be the notorious shopaholic Aunt May, fully charged shopaholic. Get it?
You got to remember, the correct Aunt May is too old to know how to use credit cards. She's writing checks at the grocery store. That's what I'm saying.
Poor Marissa Tomei.
40 more years from now, she can play Aunt May just fine.
Jordan from Jersey says, fully charged, Electro, Shocker, Rhino, Power Man, Hyperion. These are all my guesses.
Yeah, I mean, Shocker is going to be in the new Spider-Man movie, so you do got that going.
I assume that he's just, you know, covering the board, playing all the options.
Pick all the villains.
Except I'm pretty sure our guess is the new Power Man, so
yeah.
I think we already got that covered, though. So Perrin DX says that his first guess would be Gambit, Jubilee, or Juggernaut maybe, but these are all X-Men, so yeah, it's probably Luke Cage. And Stinkbomb said, in the boldest letters I can imagine, we absolutely need Rhino in agreement with Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, so, Rhino would be cool.
Yeah. I would like Rhino. That would be interesting. There was also a lot of comments about Teen Gene. There were actually several people, including Leonard, who said that the tandem of Teen Gene, Hulkbuster, and Iron Fist could still be a deterrent. Because if you remembered, there was some talk about whether or not Teen Gene was actually a deterrent anymore.
No, she is for me.
Yeah. Jordan from Jersey says that he does still usually skip her because his standard team of Kamala Khan, Cyclops, and Torch cause some random match fives, which is just awful against her.
Yeah.
And we also had a comment from the D3 forum from Valorks, who said that, in his opinion, our analysis was a little out of date. Although she remains very strong, at the current time, she's too weak to be a real difference. And basically explains that she's still really good, but where she was once arguably the best four-star in the game, now she's just one of the better ones. So, there's some argument, some back and forth on that, but...
Yeah, I like the skipper, because, man, I hate going up against it.
Yeah, I agree.
See, Gauntlet 31, where... She hits me for a gazillion points of damage with full of surprises.
Perrin Diak also said, hey, cement torsos. He says, I'm so happy this is still getting mileage. Cactus Jack 87, our own Cactus Jack, says, quote, I would have choked her dead if she said that in front of me, end quote. Which Craig said last episode.
Yeah.
He said, thanks to that quote, I now know what it feels like to spit take through my nose with Tab.
Where did you find Tab?
Were you drinking Tab? Where did you find it?
They
don't still make that.
Like,
this inspired a conversation between him, Noble Browncoat, and Jeff Duggan about Tab and the fact that he can still get it somewhere. And apparently his family is keeping it, the company open.
Tab. I don't even remember what Tab tastes like. It's been so long. How could you make that claim? Next week, he's going to tell me he was sitting down enjoying the show with a refreshing Josta.
Ooh, Josta.
I don't even know what that is.
Josta was good.
It had raw primal power.
It did have raw primal power. It was a Pepsi product that was a cola-ish with all the world's guarana poured into it. And it was kind of reddish in color, like a reddish cola. It had a very unique flavor. You tend to hate it instantly. And then the more you drank it, could become build up a tolerance. And then once you build up a tolerance, you trick your friends into also drinking it.
Right.
And then you would all sit around and drink Shasta.
Right. You wondered at 4 a.m. why you couldn't sleep and you were addicted to its raw primal power.
Yep. Oh, man, that was good stuff. They used to sell it on campus in the Pepsi machines. That was great.
I drank a lot of Shasta in my day.
That was almost as good as drinking the Balls tea.
And
the super tea? You never had the super tea?
No.
Oh.
Is it new or old?
I think they still make Balls tea.
I gotta watch that now. I can't have raw primal power anymore. I'm off the caffeine.
That's true.
It gives me thrumming pains on the left side of my body, so I've just stopped with the caffeine.
Yeah, you should not have you should
as
not
much
have
as I can.
That'd be bad for you.
No, I just stay away from all that. Too many years of Josta and Jolt and
Jolt
Zyta Cola.
Yeah, busting out the good stuff. Oh, what was that mystery cola from the middle of nowhere? Were you with us that trip?
It could be possible. You have to give me a hint.
Yeah, that was not even a clue. That was
There was one summer we went up to the Poconos to visit our good friend Mike Hummel, and we stopped at a random store in the middle of nowhere.
Moxie.
Yeah, that stuff is disgusting. Yeah.
Moxie. I have since revisited Moxie. Turns out it's only bad.
Oh, well, step up then.
Yeah, absolutely. I repurchased it and thought, you know, I didn't give this a fair shake. I was totally disgusted, but I was, you know, I had a less refined palate. I was a younger man back then, and I bought myself another Moxie, and I was able to drink like 2/3 of it before I was sick of it. So it was I was impressed.
All right, so there you go.
Yeah.
So if anybody out there is a fan of Moxie, write in and tell us why.
Yeah.
Just why.
All right, I'm moving
on. Yeah, it's got to be
this is
nostalgia.
I'm so derailed. All I had to do was say the word tab.
Well, you can't start a tab until you order something, son.
You know, I was actually going to tell you that Jeff Duggan did that exact quote.
Did he really?
Yeah. Tab? I can't give you a tab unless you order something.
Oh, see, I was going to say, ooh, I could go for a tab. I am a bit thirsty. Oh, wait, computer's starting.
Y-E-S. I can just hit Y? Hi, Marge, look, you just tripled his productivity.
D-Wing Illinois said, he asked, actually, out of curiosity, are we sure that your wife wasn't talking about the cinematic acid pit that was the live action, though still an awful lot of animation, just not pen and ink version of Speed Racer by the Wachowski brothers?
No, see, here I will disagree with the vast populace. That movie was not the worst thing ever.
That movie was not even... The movie was fantastic.
Yeah, I have that on Blu-ray. I've watched it multiple times. When John Goodman starts beating up ninjas, that is awesome.
Yeah, it's not that... But that whole... I mean, the movie was just significantly better than it should have been, and it teetered on being a good movie. It was... Yeah, I was seeing it
in IMAX.
Blew me away.
Yeah, it was awesome
absolutely.
In IMAX. The colors just popped.
I'll follow this up by, he ended his question with, actually, it occurs to me that I'm not helping. So I think the whole thing was sarcasm. Oh, there is a question for Craig as well. D-Wing Illinois had, which cage is Danny going to choose to team up with once you actually have covers for the 4-star?
Well, since it will take me a year and a half to get 4-star cage covered, it'll still be 3-star cage.
Yeah, he said.
By that time, because
he said once you have it, once you have covered.
Yeah.
By then, there'll be a new Iron Fist.
Yeah, you start working on the new Iron Fist by then. He could just switch them all back and forth.
And then eventually, Jessica will show up and you can have the little triad.
Sure.
By the way, he writes a book, so I'm filtering out a lot of it. But his last thing that he's commented on was that Craig being coerced through feminine wiles to see Toy Story. He, on the other hand, went to Bridges of Madison County because of a girl. He says, you win.
Yeah, I saw a much better film.
See, I would say that he won because, like, it's funny that this came up because I've been playing that over in my head. And I was like, Craig was like, yeah, I had to go see that in the theater. And I was like, were you dating a 7-year-old? Why did you have to go see that in the theater? What sort of adult human goes to see Toy Story 2 in the theater?
College girls?
I don't buy that for a second, but I'm willing to accept it.
This is the same group of people I hung out with, and we all went in the movie to go see Power Rangers. Like, we were there the opening day.
I thought that was ironically.
No, we really wanted to go see Power Rangers. That was great back in the day. Ken the White Ranger.
Moving on, FAHQ 1977 says he thought we might want to report on a possible pending change to cupcakes. There was a 7-hour bug on September 9th that caused cupcakes to disappear, and it caused a near meltdown at the high end of the PvP shield check rooms. A lot of players who spent a lot of money were very used to them, so the removal will have very interesting consequences. But Area Code 212 followed up and said that the word is that this quote-unquote feature was never intended to go out, and he doesn't think it'll be part of the future patches. So, I don't know if you guys heard anything about that.
I did not.
But apparently, yeah, I don't go looking for, I don't play high-end PvP, so wouldn't have ever noticed. But he was correct. There was a lot of, on the forums, about the fact that they had eliminated Cupcake somehow.
Ha, that's wild.
But apparently they were back in, like, the next run, 7 hours later, so.
Oh, shoot. That was a close one.
The one thing that I did want to bring up, there's a whole lot of things going on the forums and in my house about a whole lot of complaining about R109. I don't know if you guys have experienced this at all, but whenever I click on something, I have to wait 10 seconds before whatever I clicked on happens.
It's not quite 10, but it is a dramatic pause.
Yeah, it's 10 seconds for me. Like, I click on my roster, I go do something else. Oh, there's my roster. It's bad. Now, I do have an older iPad, but it's...
See, I barely noticed. I did notice some grousing about it in some of the forums on Reddit. I don't know. It made me pretty angry, I gotta say. Almost irrationally so I abandoned it almost immediately.
Angry that people were complaining?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the complaints were not constructive. They were like, yeah, thanks for forcing this change on us. And I was like, you shut your dirty mouth. Give back every bit of ISO you just got from the shield levels. Don't ever accept another patch, you piece of garbage. This is a free game that these people work on constantly. I hate you, you little whiny sons of mothers.
So, although I do agree with the sentiment that the whole grousing about it being forced on you, I mean, that's just unrealistic. I would like to have this fixed now. That's where I'm coming from.
Oh, sure. And I'm sure it will get fixed.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure it will.
I'm sure the extra, 40 seconds of my life that I'm being robbed of when I choose to play this game is totally worth it because the new splash screen is sweet.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, I did like that. Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, I just thought I'd mention it. One thing that I was going to bring this up when we were talking about Toy Story, and I misplaced. Chloe said that she said, I have very clear memories of seeing Toy Story in theaters because it was the first movie she ever saw in a theater. She was 4 years old.
Oof.
And she says she also remembers seeing Jumanji the same day.
Oh, Jumanji was way too scary to see at that age.
Yeah, for a 4-year-old? It seems like it.
I thought it was just scary because it was terrible.
No, it wasn't terrible.
Oh,
it was
not good.
It was
okay
average.
If you were a kid.
Yeah.
And the last comment I have, and I wanted to mention Noble Browncoat. He says he hasn't been commenting as much because we seem to have so many comments, and often what others say is what he was going to say, but they say it better. And he said, this week, I'm leaving a comment just to comment since you commented during the comment section about the number of comments you were getting. Cheers. I found that amusing.
Good times.
And that's all the comments.
Holy smokes, that was a lot of comments.
It was. And I filtered those.
Yeah, sweet. Keep them coming. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Ian.
Yes, Craig?
It's that time again.
What time is that?
Hey, it's time for Feature Character of the Week.
Feature Character of the Week. This
week brought to you by, yay, Sermon Octets. Who wants to dredge through that Bible to find your favorite passages? Pick up a copy of, yeah, Sermon Octets. The Cliff Notes for Pastors. Yeah! Sermon Octets! And, find a Christian bookstore near you.
The only thing that I've got to say is I am suspicious of this week's sponsor only because where has that exclamation point been all my life?
I just threw that in there. Sorry.
That was, because it could have been like, yeah, Sermon Octets.
No way.
It's still a sermon. You're not fooling anybody. Well, brought to you this week is the featured character of the week, everybody's favorite Wolverine clone, X-23. X-23 is a green, red, and purple character. And let me tell you about... Am I missing a... Nope, I'm better. Sorry, I panicked at my notes, but everything's good now. So let me tell you all about X-23. Her first power is holding back. It is green. Is it green? God, I hope I didn't bungle this. Yeah, it looks green.
It's green.
Good. Costs 8. It's green. It deals 548 damage. Once you do that, if your team has 9 or more red AP, this power is replaced by Berserker Fury for the rest of the game. It does more damage. If it happens to be Berserker Fury, you're also putting out 2 black strike tiles, which do more damage, all the way up to level 5. She is dishing out 2,302 damage, putting down 2 black strike tiles if Berserker Fury, and those are strength 122. She can get ramped all the way up to 4,561 damage with 2 black strength 239. That's solid. All right. Savage Healing is her red ability. It is passive. It costs 0. Every time she makes a red, green, or purple match, she heals some health. More health. Yep, 769 health, and then 1520 at max health healing. Lastly, Tracking Prey. It's purple. It costs 12 purple AP. She puts out a purple trap tile that does 1370 when the enemy matches it. It does 913 if her team matches it and creates a black strike tile that strength 54. This ability costs 1 less AP for every friendly strike tile on the board, minimum of 6. That is a bargain. So, yep, the damage is going up on both. It just increases steadily for the strike tile and the damage. So, at level 5, 5,754 damage for the enemy match, 3,835 damage for the friendly match, plus a strength 227 strike tile. So at the big time, it's 11,399 damage, or 7,602 damage with a 449 strength tile. So that's she's a solid character. She's one that's, you know, I think I have her at level 70 at ability 111. So, you know, what are you going to do? All my 4 stars are grouped oddly. They're either at 2-2-2, or they have 7 covers, or they have 10 covers. There's very little deviation from that. But anyway, I don't know what to do with her. She seems awesome. Without being the cleverest of players, I might try her at 4-5-4. But I am ready to hear what you guys have to say about X-23.
Really? You would max the healing? I don't think I'd max the healing.
What's that?
So the internet says 535 because they don't like healing, I guess. But man, that level 5 healing gets tremendous.
Yeah, it's a big jump. It's a small jump from levels 2, 3, and 4, but the jump from 4 to 5 seems large.
I don't know. I guess you're probably going to be mainly using her for her damage potential.
Yeah, absolutely. This is this step more often than not. You know, I've learned to steer away from the healing. She looks like she's got some really great healing, lots of opportunities to heal with, you know, as long as you keep it within her colors. But yeah, putting out strike tiles seems really important, and she can really start dishing out quite a bit of damage.
Yeah, because once you can get that purple down to only costing 6,
yeah,
I mean, it just mops up.
Yeah, and the amount of damage it does at max level is, if you get that down to 6 and do 11,000 points of damage with it?
Right.
Whew.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, so you want to fire off the green to start getting those going, so you get that purple down to less than 12, and then just keep laying out purples. So team her up with Switch to make more purple.
Sure, I guess I don't know why I'm so committed to this idea of her being good at healing, but then maybe I would consider 3-5-5 because you're at level 3 of the green, you're already putting out 2 of the strike tiles.
Yeah, those ones, right. The damage those ones do aren't the important part. It's just that they exist.
Right. Correct. That's why I don't know. I would accept any build that anybody suggested to me. I'd be like, that seems reasonable. She seems like a really well-balanced character.
I have her at 4-2-2 currently.
Wow.
Level 147 at the moment. What do you got? Ian, you got your normal poop house.
Yeah.
Ray, where are you at?
I'm at 212, and I think I got her up to level 94. I think 94 was the lowest I could have her and still win the Crash of the Titans.
Right.
The last time it came around, and I've got a maybe one cover since then, so I could take her up to level 111 and put her
in the poop ass.
I'm really sad that that's a thing now. But yeah, so 212, and I could get her up to 111. She's currently a 94, though. So I don't use her very much because, yeah, not high enough level. But like you said, I think all around decent character.
Yeah.
Not top tier, but solid.
Yeah, I think I'd use her more if I could get her max covered for sure. But it's getting there. I got, 8 covers for her, so getting there. That I got, Ian? Cool.
Well, that's all I got. That is the featured character of the week brought to you by, Sermon Octats.
Dying on the Vine time. Who got what?
I don't know. Wait, let me see. Let me pull up my Vine. How's yours? Still filled with 2-star caps?
It is. I think I've sold 4 of them this week that have been expiring, and I still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Dying on the Vine. Okay. I've got a Yellow Cyclops that I'm just going to have to sell, and my Wasp that I got from the simulator is currently sitting there waiting for me to get a roster slot.
Do you think you will get enough hero points in time?
Well, if I don't, then I can stop being so douchey, and I'll sell off my Yelena Baloney, which I started to collect just for the sheer collect factor.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but okay.
Yeah, and somehow I'm the worst.
Because you don't open your tokens. Open the tokens.
Nope, not doing it.
Ray, you got anything dying?
I got all the things dying.
Oh,
so
tell me more.
I was able to get rid of the 2-stars. I had some Ares dying on the Vine. I was able to champion him, so that was no problem. I have currently 17 minutes left on a blue Professor X. So I'm just going to sell that now.
Well, but wait, you're opening a token real soon. It could be a Professor X.
That's true. I guess 17 minutes, so all right. I have 2 days on a green Venom that I have at 504.
Oh.
So that's just going to be sold. I have just under 3 days on a Sam Wilson that I still need one red for. So again, that could be one that I open today.
Right.
Here's the sad story. I have 7 days on a blue Goddess of Thunder, and I have her at 355? No, I'm sorry, 255? I need one cover for her in any case.
Wow.
And it's a specific cover, so it's 552, 525, something like that. And I also have a Kamala Khan cover waiting. Why am I not just adding a level to Kamala Khan?
Yes, why?
Because she gives you a blue Goddess of Thunder. So if I could get that Goddess of Thunder cover that I need, I would be set.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that would be the most bang for your buck right there.
And I have a Kingpin and Star-Lord, both purple, that I'm waiting on because I leveled my Luke Cage and, who was the other one? Gamora. And they give me purple covers that I can't use on those 4-stars. So, but to be honest, I would trade them all for that one Goddess of Thunder that I need.
Yeah, because she is strong.
She's very strong.
Hopefully, yeah, the covers will fall your way this week.
525. I have her good powers. I have her red and blue, and I have 2 yellow. So I need 1 yellow Goddess of Thunder.
And may the odds be in your favor? Something like
that? Yeah, for sure, because I already have an ominous feeling about what's coming out of my token today, but I don't have anything interesting on my Vine. I just opened it up, and much to my surprise, there was something there, so I'm going to go ahead and sell it. I was like, why is there a Human Torch just hanging out of my Vine? But he's just going to turn into 500 ISO.
Because today he was the Deadpool Daily today.
Yeah, I think so.
So here's the other thing. I have not been cashing in my command points since we last spoke.
Okay.
Because if I hit 120 command points and not yellow Goddess of Thunder.
Do it!
I'm thinking about it.
No way, Doug.
Do it! That's awesome.
I'm not pumped. That makes me sad.
That is both dope fly and fresh.
If only it was brought to us by, like, Kid and Play. That would make it really sweet. They could have a house party.
They could. Make it look like House Party 3.
All right. Or I'm running out of time, you guys.
Yeah, he's only got 17 minutes.
Or by the Fat Boys. Remember the Fat Boys?
I love the Fat Boys. Yeah. I love their movie Disorderlies.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, really was.
All right, rewards of the week. Yeah, I got that Nova, and then I got the Wasp from The Thing, and then we'll open up something here in a minute.
Right, I don't remember. I did. My reward of the week, I got the 1,000 hero points out of the vault.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was it. I didn't get any other covers of note that I recall, at least. But I think Ray and I both have a pretty exciting daily resupply coming up today,
yeah,
tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
What do you get tomorrow? Tell me more.
Black Old Man Logan.
Oh, you guys are the worst.
But that'll take me to 3 black and nothing else.
Yeah.
Solid.
I've got some hero points coming this week. That's what my resupply shows me. So that's nice.
My reward of the week, I got a Ghost Rider from something, a red Ghost Rider.
Ooh.
I got it from leveling someone, I think. And I managed to get the simulator, got my blue Wasp.
Oh, cool.
So, I have a Wasp.
All right.
And I also have 12 minutes.
All right, okay. Open, man. Open.
I think you're forgetting something important, Craig.
Oh, hey, Legendary Tokens brought to you by this guy. A shout out to our favorite sponsor, this guy. All right, open things. Go, Ray, go.
All right, so here's the thing. I have 4 tokens.
Ooh. Go, man.
So I'm going to open them until I get what I need, or they disappear. So the first token gets me some experience. Oh, I have to wait now, because that's what I do. Okay, it is a 4-star. Nope. It is a completely useless green venom that will also be dying on the bone.
Sad factory. Next one's going to be a green Cho.
Number 2, 10 more experience and a black screen that will shortly go to... A 4-star. Ooh, who is that? Oh, Quake.
Ah, there you go.
Resonance frequency.
A little daisy.
Oh, nice. So,
that's useful.
Yes, it is.
I can just throw that in immediately. Number 3. Twiddling my thumbs. Okay, here we go. It is a 4-star. Nope. It is a power and responsibility, Miles Morales.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
That's a usable one.
Yeah, for sure.
Last chance. It is not what I need, but it is a 5-star.
Ooh.
Whoa.
It is, a red in my Logan? Ledger, 5-star Black Widow.
Nice.
Yeah.
I got no Black
that
Widows.
That is a very cool cover.
Yeah, aren't you fancy?
Yeah.
Not what I need, though. So, I'm going to go back and sell me a melon head.
All right.
All right. Are you going or am I going?
Up to you.
Okay. I'm going to go because, like I said, I have an ominous feeling about this because last week I sassed you guys about being cool. And had, I've never needed to sell a 4-star because I'm such a mediocre player. So I can almost guarantee that when I open this token, it's going to be a Black Hulkbuster. And I'm going to spend 20 to get a Classic Legend token. And the Classic Legend token will be a 4-star. Oh, I'll be. It's the thing. It's a Yancey Street
nice.
Special. Yeah, that's better than I expected.
Oh, that's,
take
the one
that,
I, that's what I need to max him. That'd be nice. The universe today is speaking out to me, and it is projecting the Phoenix Force towards me. That's what I'm feeling.
Oh.
Man, nothing like aiming for the stars.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's what I'm feeling. All right, let's see. Latest Legends. Oh, no, it's a 4-star.
Ooh, X-23.
Oh, it's another Blue Wasp.
Oh.
So now I've got 2 of those dying, waiting for a spot.
Although, they're pretty safe, though.
Yes, there's no chance she's going to go away. I will throw away my Yelena Baloney to make this happen.
Do it, Ray. Spend the 120. Do it.
I'm up to 87, so I'm nowhere near yet.
Okay.
But I've got, what, a week left? Something like that?
Sure. 7 days.
My Miles Morales is now at 234, so that's pretty nice, and I already have him up to level 111. Why 111? And my Quake is at 213, so her resonance is getting respectable. And I have 1,015 hero points. I suppose I should go ahead and buy a slot and have 15 hero points.
Yeah, gotta get that Natasha.
Yeah, exactly. Somehow it makes me sad to not have the hero points, but...
Yeah, that's all right. You'll get 1,000 out of a vault tomorrow. I have no worries.
Yeah.
Happens to you guys all the time. Some of us have to work and scrimp and save forever. To get hero points.
How many 1 and 2 stars do you have on your roster?
Some.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, I got to 100 characters.
Yeah, I remember.
So that's where
congratulations.
Right now. Yeah, I'm getting there. I probably should count up how many there actually are, because I really don't know, but...
No one knows. It's one of the best parts of the game.
I'm sure some people know.
I'm sure it's easy math, actually.
All right, Ian, wrap this up. Tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, my goodness. The podcast network. Wait, am I still on the clock, Ray? Or are you... Yeah, well, we only had, like, about 12 minutes left before something disastrous. Them. Okay, good.
Well, I got 1,000 ISO.
In that case, let me tell you a little bit about the soon-to-be-named podcast network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. It's filled with fantastic podcasts like the Longbox Heroes and Longbox Heroes After Dark, the Profane Arguments, the Prodigal Sons podcast, the Podvocacy, the Fresher and Parlance live YouTube show. And I did it in a different order, and now I'm boned. Prime Defective. Yeah! This guy. It only took me 56 installments of the show to get everything correct. So please check us out, Soon to Be Named Network, at soontobenamednetwork.com. All the individual links are available on our homepage or at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. That's all I got.
All right. Hey, and Ian, despite my bungling of the roster, we still had a solid win in fantasy football this week.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. It was.
I will fix that for this week.
Okay.
But fantasy football is back. Woo!
Yeah, it was only nerve-wracking for a little bit.
Yeah. When he got, like, you know, 1 point out of Dez Bryant, that really sealed it up for us. Because, you know, Dak is not that good. All right, that's all we got this week. As always, thanks, everyone, for joining in and listening to this rambling on. Check us out, PuzzleWarriors3.com. Get the podcast wherever you like to get your podcast from. If you'd like to leave comments, either on our webpage via Discuss, on the D3 forums, or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. Ray will collect all of that information and present it out of the mailbag next week. So keep them coming. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner, buy something there. We get a few percentage points back on any purchase. Or you could join our super awesome list of patrons by clicking on the Patreon link on our website as well. And you can subscribe there and get our utmost thanks for helping to offset some of the bandwidth costs on this show.
Speaking of those patrons.
Tell me more.
We got a couple new ones in the last couple weeks. Wanted to mention. Well, let's just go down the list. Bry the Fry Guy. Lemami 27. Jeff Polier. Screech. Yace the Ace. Jeff Messner. Jason Jones. And Cactus Jack. All $1 patrons. Noble Browncoat. JCT the Third now. Angel. Alpha Team, Astro Monkey 9, FHQ 1977, $3 patrons, and our top $5 patrons, Severed 81, He's Gene Dixon, and Perendiac.
He's still Gene Dixon.
He's still Gene Dixon.
And I wonder what happened to the first 80 severed people.
I don't know. You can ask him.
Like, we might have him on next week. That's got to be like a Rob Zombie movie, right? 81 severed 81. People.
I like where you're going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would watch it.
I would too, especially if it's got, you know, Colonel, what's his name? Captain, what's his name?
Spaulding.
Captain Spaulding.
Captain Spaulding, yeah.
Yeah.
I could do for more Captain Spaulding. Anywho, thank you to all of our sponsors. That's all we got this week. So goodbye for now, and remember, kids, to beware the powers of Foreigner. Good night, everybody.
Fill my eyes with that double vision. No disguise for that double vision.
Good night.
I think we broke Ray musically this episode. Goodbye, friends. That was cruel and unnecessary. Sorry, former friend and co-host Ray. We'll try to... See, I don't want to risk, like, I was going to say we'll pick, like, better tunes next time, but I don't want to ruin good songs for you.
Beware the powers of Foreigner? Really?
Yeah.
I get it, but...
I get it, too. I'm actually surprised. When this was coming up, I was certain that the clue was going to encourage people to stop, collaborate, and listen. But yeah, absolutely. The power's a foreigner. Works on a bunch of levels.
It does.
He is a dirty white boy. Which also reminds me, so after some time to go through my catalog of Gwar, we missed our opportunity to put Gwar easily into the show because one of my favorite Gwar tunes is indeed Ragnarok. So that would have been a perfect of the week if we were doing of the week songs back in the day. Yeah. And I think that was just a, you know, once in a while thing.
Yeah.
I don't think we always get songs. Although the episode where we got Ray Parker Jr.'s Ghostbusters really made me happy.
I thought Foreigner had a song called Whiteout. Or was it an album?
I don't know. That's Garrica. She knows all about Foreigner.
Isn't that Bowie?
Well, I mean, obviously Cold as Ice, but I thought there were two references to Foreigner.
I don't know. If they have a song called Punch a Snowman, they're my new favorite band. The original jukebox hero.